We all wear masks, sometimes to cover our insecurities, sometimes to be accepted part of a social group, sometimes as a defense mechanism, and often to try to ease the task of survival. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. You know, after a while, we begin to think that these masks are our reality. We begin to think that we are the people we portray. For many of us, something happens in our life that gives us a glimpse, even for just a moment, of the real person we were meant to be. God is calling us to be the most authentic version of ourselves. The star athlete who spent her high school years making fun of the frail kid in gym class is paralyzed in a horrific automobile accident. She gets a glimpse of the person she could become and dedicate her life to those in wheelchairs. The loner, not letting anyone in school know that her family was homeless, living in her parents' car, gets a glimpse of who she can become. She volunteers at a food pantry and then helps found a homeless shelter in her early 30s. For me, being diagnosed with colon cancer was the turning point in my life. I realized that many of the things I valued were fleeting. My priorities were set by a society who values things that are not my own. On that very day, God gave me a glimpse of the person I could be, not being better, holier, smarter, or more loving than anyone else, just being better than the person I was that day. Has God ever given you a glimpse of the person you could be? Have you ever thought about the real you, the me you were meant to be? If so, have you begun to move in that direction, in the direction of a more authentic you? This past week at the jail, we spent some time with a young man arrested on a heroin charge. He didn't know much about God, but he came to our service just to check things out. As a young man, he was kicked out of the house, lived homeless in a park, got addicted to heroin, overdosed 15 times, using drugs to mask the pain, depression, and feelings of failure. Later in our conversation, he talked about having a girlfriend, a job until his arrest, getting his GED, and maybe even going to college. "Ah," I exclaimed, "you've been describing a different person than the one that got you in jail. You have been describing the me you might become with God's help." Picture yourself with a job, a place to live, a husband and a father who would never let happen to your family what happened to you. Heroin free, living the me you were meant to be. There was no miracle conversion that night. I'm not even sure if he made the connection of asking God for help or calling on a higher power, as AA and NA suggest. But I hope that I helped him get a glimpse of the person he could be. Heavenly Father, I pray that each person hearing this might be given a glimpse of the authentic person they might be. I pray that a new creation in Jesus, as our old selves pass away, that we might for just a moment behold the new things yet to come. And I pray that with your help, I can become the me I was meant to be. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Tony Agnese.